There's been a huge boost for manufacturing on Teesside today with a confirmation that a Stockton-based firm is embarking on an £8 million expansion. 86 jobs will be created at Dark M Engineering in Stockton as the firm builds a new production plant. Part of the money has come from the government's Regional Growth Fund. Now, the deal was officially announced today. And guess what? Our reporter, Dave McMillan, was there. Hiya, David.
Good evening.
Tell us a bit about Dark M, if you would. It sounds a bit like something from Lord of the Rings.
Dark M, it does sound something rather like, you know, those fantasy video games that you get. They're full of elves and orcs and knights and things
Dark
like that.
Dark M.
Like, the five kingdoms of Geekendor were a peaceful, prosperous place.
What do they do?
The annexation by Dark M. Well, it is, as we've established, an engineering firm, of course. And it's part, actually, of a bigger American-owned group called Easterline, and they're based near Seattle. Dark M is based in the village of Stillington near Stockton. It employs 650 people. And it's almost like a little industrial village right. of its own. It's got neat little production units and warehouses all lined up on either side of the road, and it even has an exhibition centre. Now, the managing director, Graham Payne, met me there to explain what they were doing.
We will be making here specialist fabrications, principally for either the aerospace or the nuclear industry. We hope to start construction in January of 2013, with completion by the end of 2013. The abilities of the workers that we have is quite exceptional. We found that the talents that have both on that exist on the shop floor and also in our engineering aspects are really meeting the high end of our customers' requirements, not only for the nuclear industry, but also for the aerospace industry.
Now, Dave, some of the funds come from the government's Regional Growth Fund. How significant was that then in securing this investment?
Well, we have heard recently that the Regional Growth Fund has come in for some criticism. A report, for example, by the National Audit Office in May said it wasn't controlled tightly enough and up to £200,000 was being spent creating a single job. Now, it was defended recently on BBC Tees by the Business Secretary, Vince Cable, and he said that a large percentage of the £1.4 billion fund had already been spent in the North East, and we know that recent recipients have included SSI and Lotte Chemicals at Wilton, yeah. for example. Now, in the case of Dark M, it's a £1 million grant, and it did make the difference. That's according to Al Yost, the Group Vice President and Treasurer of Easterline.
The decision to make the investment in the new facility here in Stillington was driven to a large degree in 2012 as a result of the participation by the UK government in the Regional Growth Fund money that was granted to us as part of their partnering with us in this facility. So without that, likely wouldn't have happened. This was a very important element and made the business case compelling for us to move forward in doing it now.
And David, what does the future hold for Dark M then?
Well, I asked Graham Payne that very question. He says most of the markets they're selling to remain strong at the moment.
Well, we're finding that the aerospace industry, which is obviously a global industry, is in a very strong position at this very moment in time. It has something like a six-year backlog. Both Boeing and Airbus are in a very, very strong position, and we obviously see the benefits of that. In fact, we've seen production programs increase successively over the last few years and expect that to continue into the future. In our other market sectors, like oil and gas, we're seeing it being very strong at this moment in time with record levels of investment going specifically into the North Sea and other parts of the world. We're seeing some challenging times in our defence sector, but we're equally seeing some opportunities in our nuclear sector once the new build programme starts to emerge.
Well, clearly the immediate priority is the new plant, and work will start later this year with the 57,000 square foot factory due to open next year. It's skilled work. Obviously, you can't just knock out parts for a nuclear reactor or a jumbo jet. And Stephen Catchpole from Tees Valley Unlimited says Dark M's success will boost the region's reputation overseas.
I think it's absolutely vital because, as you say, global marketplace means that companies can go anywhere for their supply chain and for companies to provide products or services. The fact they come here, the fact that companies here can show how competitive they are, can expand as this is going on, showing how good their business is, and the skill base, obviously the workforce themselves show that skill. It's fantastic accolade for the area, and particularly obviously for Dark M.